The reading is from 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 17. You can probably all read that. It's called David's Prayer. David praised the Lord in front of all the people who were gathered. He said, "We praise you, Lord. You are the God of our father Israel. We praise you forever and ever. Lord, you are great and powerful. You have glory, victory, and honor. Everything in heaven and on earth belongs to you. The kingdom belongs to you, Lord. You are the ruler over everything. Riches and honor come from you. You rule everything. You have the power and strength to make anyone great and strong. Now, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name." "These things did not really come from me and my people. Everything comes from you. We have given you back what you gave us. We are like foreigners and strangers. All our ancestors were also foreigners and strangers. Our time on earth is like a shadow. There is no hope. Lord our God, we have gathered all this to build your temple. We will build it for worship to you. But everything has come from you. Everything belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test people's hearts. You are happy when people do what is right. I was happy to give all these things. I gave with an honest heart. Your people gathered here are happy to give to you. I am happy to see their giving."
Good morning. Lovely to see you. If you're here with one of your groups, I'm going to ask you a question in a moment. I'm just going to share one little thing that will help to tie in our theme this morning. So you hear quite often from Steve and I about our amazing grandchildren. You know that we think they're the only grandchildren in the world. And our little four-year-old, Rihanna, started school 2 weeks ago. And at the end of her first week, because she thought she could already read and write and knew almost everything, she did learn one new thing. She learnt the please and thank you song. Does anybody know the please and thank you song? It's quite naff, really. But it's basically, be please and thank you, please and thank you, be polite, manners are important, it's all right, because she lives in Southampton and they're undermining her accent already. Please and thank you is a good thing, and it's a little bit of what we're thinking about this morning, which is not really about manners, so much as realizing that we have good things, that we can receive good things from God, that we can give good things for God and to God. And that's not really manners, that's about having a really good life, understanding that God is over everything. So the good manners song, which Rihanna sang on a YouTube clip for us, is now embedded in my brain like an earworm. And I hope manners are important. I'm sure when you go to your groups, you're taught about good manners, aren't you, and saying please and thank you. Obviously, Rihanna's teachers thought perhaps that was the first thing she needed to learn, although she's generally quite polite, as she would say it. So if you're in a group and you're used to construction and making stuff, I wonder if any of you on any of your campouts have made a den. Have you made dens? Have you? What did you use when you made your den? Sticks. Little sticks, big sticks. Show me how big. Big, okay, big sticks, okay. What else do you use to make a den? Rope, excellent. Lots of bed sheets. Perfect plan. Not great if it's raining, but good for indoor dens, aren't they? Very, very good. Or you go on eBay now and you buy a den kit, I've noticed. That's a thing now. You can buy a den making kit. What about if you want to make something a lot posher? What if you wanted to build this? An amazing church with beautiful glass and carvings, and what would you need then? You would need stones, yeah, massive stones. You would need beautiful glass. You'd need people that could make things. You'd need money, a lot of money. What if you were trying to build this, but thousands of years ago, when a place like this would have had gold and jewels and silver on everything that you could see? There wouldn't just be a little bit of gold for communion like we have. There'd be gold on everything. Everything would be covered in gold and shining and beautiful. Where would we get that from? Heaven. Well, that's not a bad try, because pretty much that's what David discovered in the story. David looks at the task of building a temple, which is like an old-fashioned church. It's where they were going to worship God. And they wanted it to be a symbol of how great God was. They wanted the nations, other nations, to see, these are people who worship God. Look how much they love him. Look at their temple. And he has to build it somehow. He says, the task is great. I'm paraphrasing slightly. The task is great, but this temple is not for us. This is for God. So he decides he can't really settle with sticks, I'm afraid, or bed sheets. He can't even really use wood and stones. He actually needs to get some decent jewelry around. And so the first thing he does, now this is unusual, because remember David, I haven't told you this yet, but David is the king. Okay, so David wears jewelry and gold. David is the king. David has enough power to tell all the people, I'm charging you 99% taxes this year. Everything you have, except a tiny bit, you need to give me to build the temple. But actually, do you know what? He doesn't say that. He actually goes around his own cupboards, gets out his own gold and his own silver, and he says, I'm going to put all that in because God is so important to me. I'm going to put all my best gold and silver in the pot. And he brings it, a bit like these presents, he brings it and shows the people and says, I've been in my cupboards and here's what I'm giving to the Lord because he is so important to me. And then he says to the people, I need to ask you, what will you give to help to do this thing for God? And so here are pictures. They've all appeared like magic. They were meant to fly in one by one, did they? They did. I missed it. I need to sort of fly my things in slower, don't I? So some of the people said, well, we've got gold. We can give you gold. So they got their gold coins and they presented them like this and they brought them to David and said, will these help build the temple? And he said, thank you. That's great. Some people had jewels. Now, this is actually a pirate treasure kit. You can buy this on Amazon. It's all plastic, but it's the nearest thing I could find to treasure. Some people brought their pirate treasure, their treasure chest, and they emptied them out, and they said, you can have all of this. Other people brought these. You know what these are? These are the only secure investment in the world at the moment, apparently. And I looked them up, and they're ridiculously expensive. For really cheap. You imagine them being like this, don't you, like bricks, gold bars? Actually, gold bullion bars, some of them are like this. They're a bit disappointing, and they're worth an absolute fortune. That page there, how much money do you think that's worth? I think it's worth thousands and thousands of pounds. They brought all of this. It was real treasure, but it was all being given to God. David set an example, and he set a challenge to honor God by building this amazing temple, and the people gave. And do you know what it says? It's amazing in the story that we heard read, that Felicity read to us. It said the people enjoyed giving it. They didn't put their hand in the pocket and go, oh, that was mine. You can have this one. They went, here, have all of this. I wonder why they thought that. Do you think God was really important to them and it really mattered? You know, our gifts might not look like pirate treasure. They might look more like this next picture. And this is a little bit more what they look like down on here. They might look like food. They might look like packets of rice and pasta and tins of meat and soap powder and toilet rolls, gifts that we can give that will make a real difference to people, things that we decide to give freely and generously to support people in need. That's a picture of a shelf in a food bank where they actually organise stuff. Have you ever been to a food bank and seen what they do with all these donations? They're not as random as we might think. They actually look like supermarkets. They have all the beans in one corner and all the rice in another corner and all the cleaning things in another shelf. And they often have great big gaps because people often give things and there are things that they're missing. And so we try in this church to let you know from time to time what are the particular things that are missing from the shelf so that the families that are in need don't just have rice for the week. They actually have a mixed diet. They have things they can really enjoy. Do you know, giving is fun if we realize that everything we have was already a gift to us. Let's have a look at these two verses. I've taken two verses out of that lovely reading. See, it might seem really old-fashioned reading from the Bible. It might seem like it's all out of date. And temples, what have they got to do with us? But they're all reminding us about the goodness of God. And so there's these two lovely verses. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. That's a lot of stuff, isn't it? This is all yours, God. All the great stuff is yours. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. You know, we're in the middle of an environmental crisis. If we all treated the world as though it actually belongs to God, we might honour it more carefully, mightn't we? If we treated the things we have as though really they've just been loaned to us by God, we might be more generous, mightn't we? And the world might feel the difference. But ultimately as well, it reminds us that God is a good God and he gives us good things. So what does somebody like a king who had a storeroom that was full of gold treasure, who was so important, what does somebody like a king say when he realizes how amazing God is and he starts to build him a temple? He says this, "Who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have only given you what comes from your hand." I don't know if you recognize that. That's pretty much the Anglican prayer of thanks when we give our offerings, when we collect the gifts that you give to help us to run the church and all the ministries of the church. Everything comes from you, and we've only given you what was already yours. We've had it for a while, and now we're giving it back to God. It's really helpful to think about that treasure because it reminds us that God is incredibly generous to us. And if we're people in need at the moment, then the generosity of others is the thing that's going to minister to us. But whatever we have, you know, it all belongs to God. It's all given by God. So I just wanted to encourage us just to stand back and notice for a moment the good things that God has given us. We've effectively given for the food bank today things that are spare, haven't we? We're not going to go home to empty cupboards. We've given things that are spare that we can give to other people because God has given so much to us. We want to thank God and, like David, to be humble and say, if we've got a lot today, actually that too has come from God. He's been generous to us. I don't know if any of you children have got real pirate treasure. I don't know if you've got gold in your cupboards at home. We haven't got gold in our cupboards at home, I don't think. We've got some francs, I noticed the other day, that we could take to France, but we haven't got any gold. But you know, everything that we have, God has given us. How can we be generous like him? How can we accept graciously and humbly the gifts he's given us and then be generous back? You know, in this church, we do quite a lot of things, and some of them are relatively unseen. This is one of the most visible things that we do. But every week, in different ways, we give to different ministries that are serving people in the community in different projects. You're going to learn more about that in the coming weeks. But let's give those things generously, being really thankful to God. And I just want to pause just for a moment, and just for us to take a moment just to think. Whatever we know about God in our life, if you're a child and you haven't really given God a lot of thought yet, if you're an adult and perhaps he's not in your thoughts all the time, I just want you to pause and think. Here is a king who was the most powerful person, effectively saying, "Goodness, God, you are amazing." And I just want to leave you with just an encouragement to come back and find out more about this God who gives so generously and who we just reflect in a tiny way when we give like this and give back to him. So may I pray just for a moment for a hand back to Beth. Lord God, when we pray our prayers, we pray to you. Lord, remind us this morning that you are real and alive and splendid and magnificent and powerful and a giver of every good things. But we worship you this morning too because you give us Jesus. Because you love us and because you know every one of us by name. Lord, you are a mighty God. Amen.